My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What do you got?
So, Gator, I just saw a tweet about 8 minutes ago. Big crowd at Michigan right now in Shem Beckler Hall. Sharon Moore is about to address the media. Now, this was scheduled, so it's not like anything surprised, but you got to believe the number 1, 2, and 3 question will be, why'd you delete those texts with Connor Stallions, all 52 of them? So hopefully we can bring you the reaction. If not, I know Rico and Mike will talk about it, but yes, Sharon Moore about to speak to the media.
Yeah, I'd be interesting to hear how what the questions are. I don't expect him to say too much if there's going to be, you know, controversial or anything like that. I am curious. The honorary captain thing with Harbaugh seems like just bad timing. And I don't know if that was done before they found out about the show cause penalty, because it was said in I guess Ward Manuel had said that in a podcast that he was going to, that was going to happen.
Right. It became official on Friday, but you're right. I think it was thought about beforehand.
Yeah. It was done before and they said it. And then, like, do they regret that? Or is that,
no.
I mean, or is this seriously, they just going to both fingers, you know, thrown right in the face of the NCAA.
So Gator, look at the timeline. Very quickly, look at the timeline. Last Monday, it comes out that Sharon Moore deletes the text, right? From Connor Stallions. Yep. Everybody's talking about it again. Then Jim Harbaugh at Chargers camp talks about the fact that he was raised the right way. He never lies, cheats, and steals. If he does, he wants forgiveness, but he knows nothing about the sign-stealing allegations. The very next day, NCAA comes out with the sign, with the show cause penalty
right
against Jim. And then the very next day, Michigan says, oh yeah, check this out. And they raise the championship banner at the Big House. And then it comes out that they're bringing Jimmy back as the honorary captain. So Wojo got mad at me for saying this, but I truly believe it. Michigan loves this stuff. Michigan is telling everybody, dude, not only did we win the national championship, but y'all were against us, and we won that battle as well, and now essentially take it. I believe they love this stuff.
Well, I don't know if they love it or not, but I feel like that they are taking a chance against a toothless NCAA at this point.
Yeah, well, that's another good point. I mean, what's the NCAA?
Yeah, and what are they going to do? So, I mean, Harbaugh's not there. He's not coaching anymore. He's not going to coach in the college level anytime soon. So the penalty against him is really non-existent. But it's the Stallion stuff also hasn't broken yet. You know, that's the part that hasn't happened. To this point, it's just the recruiting violations.
All right, so I have some Sharon Moore. He's talking right now and was asked about the Connor Stallions text messages. This comes from Anthony Broom. Here's what Moore says, quote, all I can say is I look forward to them being released, unquote. Says Michigan is cooperating with the NCAA investigation and will continue to into the future. So he's saying, release the text messages. All you idiots will realize there was nothing on them other than me and Connor talking about stuff that everybody texts about.
Well, we'll see. And we'll see if they actually release all of them or some of them, or if it gets fought. Who knows? I don't know. I'm at this point, I don't really care anymore. It's over. It's done with. The NCAA even said that they want it fair and square, so they're not going to take a championship away. Anything that happens at this point, I mean, again, what happens? You take away some wins from prior years at worst?
No, exactly.
I mean, so the games are already played. I mean, you can't overturn that. I mean, people saw with their own eyes what happened. Even if you think there's cheating involved that took place, okay. But in the grand scheme of things, they still win a national championship. They're not going to take it away. Move on.
Right. They won without Connor Stallions. They won with Connor Stallions. Jim Harbaugh, after almost getting fired, went 40-3 since Connor Stallions and the cheating scandal we're led to believe has been going on. I agree with you. It is just annoying at this point. However, the one wild card is, could the NCAA muster up all the power they have left and try to do something that would actually make people take notice? But well, you're right. Michigan's not worried about that.
The only thing I think that happens out of this is just embarrassment. It's embarrassment for the university that this went on under their watch.
But they don't seem embarrassed.
Well, no, but I mean, but it also, we haven't had the finality of it yet. Okay, well, all we have is on the periphery, people saying that this happened and this happened. Right. And, you know, there's different pictures taken. Oh, he was here in the Central Michigan aspect of it. But you don't have the NCAA findings on it yet. That's when it becomes a bigger story with whatever they do find out about that. And if they have any kind of evidence that links Stallions to the head coach or to any of the higher ups, then okay, now you've got the scandal continues because you didn't cooperate in the first place and all this. So it can end up being bigger and not that, again, they're not going to take away a championship from it because they already said that they won't, but it ends up being this giant stain on the university because it did happen.
Yeah, the only thing, you're right, that could happen is if they really hammer Sherrone Moore, right? But then again,
who knows what evidence is there against Sherrone Moore?
No, I'm led to believe, just common sense probably tells you, a decent amount of people probably knew about what Connor Stallions was doing.
I have a hard time thinking that people didn't know.
Right.
Now, did Harbaugh know? I don't know if Jim Harbaugh knew or not. People still hold him responsible and say it doesn't matter. You should have known because it's under your watch. Fair enough. I'm not going to argue that point. But did he actually know? I don't know. My gut tells me that the Jim operated in a way that would distance himself from any kind of wrongdoing.
Of course.
Because he knew how to walk up to a line without crossing over it.
And he realized that it helped probably a decent amount. But we get this ticket text in. If nothing bad was on the text, why were they deleted? Now, I kind of understand why they were deleted because Connor's name pops up. And maybe the first thing you think to do is delete the text. With that being said, you think if there was nothing truly bad on the text, why would you delete them to begin with? But then, of course, he gave them back to the NCAA. So,
well, and did he have to give his phone? Did he have to give up the text messages?
I mean,
it's not a police investigation.
They don't have subpoena power. That's
right,
why Harbaugh.
I know. This is all kind of strange.
Yeah, they got pissed at Harbaugh because Harbaugh wouldn't give up his private phone, which, by the way, I kind of don't know if I'd give up my private phone. Not that I have anything to hide, but
Yeah, I don't think I... Well, first of all, if I had nothing to hide, I guess on the principle would I do it? Because I do.
Well, you would
be
saving the program, right? Because he's kind of leaving Sherrone in a bad spot. He has left Sherrone in a bad spot.
No.
He was raised the right way, whatever.
All right. Dan is in Warren. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Dan.
Hi, guys. I want to chime in on it for a second, if I can.
Sure, Dan.
You know, this is at this point, it's becoming a witch hunt. I sincerely believe that. It's called scouting. You know, stealing signs, whatever. It happens in every football
game.
Dan, teams try to do that.
Dan, I do wonder. No, I mean, and
well,
hold on a second.
I don't understand why it's such a big deal.
Dan,
because they got caught.
Right. Well, I want to ask you a question, though. Do you think it helped? Do you think it helped?
No, I don't.
How can you say that, though? They went 40-3, Dan, after almost getting fired. Dan, go back to COVID. Harbaugh was 2-4. He avoided playing Ohio State and Iowa. He had his contract cut in half by Ward Manuel. And next thing you know, they go 40-3. So, Dan, what changed? Why am I supposed to believe that it didn't help, but yet they continued to do it?
Do you think out of the 40 wins, they 38 or 39 of them were done because they scouted? Or they teams they should have been anyways?
Do you think they benefited on any play? That Stallions had scouted out, figured it out. Here it is, and by so illegally scouted out, and figured it out, and relayed the defense. Hey, this is what's going to happen. You don't think that benefited on any single play?
I think they know that already.
No.
They got game film. They look at game film from prior games.
Different than stealing signs. You can look at game film all you want.
The witch hunt.
I don't know. If you know the plays, if you know what the play is, and you can put your guys in a position because you know the signs. Knowing the formation is one thing, but if you steal the signs, you know what's coming, you can gain an advantage. And they clearly gained an advantage.
If Dan was still here, I would ask him, did it help the Houston Astros at home in the World Series when they knew an off-speed pitch was coming because somebody did this?
Right. Well,
like, do you think that helped, like, Alex Bregman or Jose Altuve?
And the problem with that whole thing with the Astros and stealing, sign stealing in baseball happens all the time on the field when the guy, who the runner at second, picks it up and he's able to relay it back.
They took it to an impressive new level.
They took it to a different level and used electronics, which was the illegal part. You can't do that. Okay?
Now, everybody does have a camera in center field, right? So everybody could do a version of that if they wanted to.
And not everybody has a, you know, an assistant on the sidelines with cameras and his glasses and, you know, on an opposing team sideline during a scouting event or hires people to be in the stands and whatever. I don't need to get into it all.
No, but
let's
hold on a second.
Suffice it to say, it's a whole mess, and hopefully it comes to an end real soon so we can stop talking about it.
I do wonder if a guy like Dan, if his opinions would be changed, if you watch like this documentary that comes out at the end of this year, and if it shows what they actually did. Like, I know we think we know what they actually did, but if they get more in depth about what it all entailed, and then maybe it changes your mind if it helped or not. Because, again, why do you do it if it doesn't help?
Exactly. Here's what might change your mind is if it happened with another team, how would you feel if Georgia was doing this? I mean, that's where it comes down to. But because it's your team, you don't want to think of the worst.
Hold on a second. Is Michigan backing down? Go ahead, King.
Yeah, according to Austin Meek, who's at the Moore presser right now, he's a staff writer for covering Michigan for The Athletic. Jim Harbaugh will not be an honorary captain at Michigan's opener, Moore just said. Harbaugh called and said he didn't want to be away from the Chargers.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So maybe they offered, and now Harbaugh's
I think this
declining.
Goes back to, I'm telling you, I think this goes back to, I'm going to pump it up because this is my theory last week anyway. I'm telling you that when Ward Manuel spoke on that podcast, it was before the NCAA came down with this stuff. So they were going to do this. The podcast is out there. You can't run from it. And then the NCAA comes and has the problems with him, with the violations and the suspension and all that for the 4 years or whatever, the show cause stuff. And then it gets announced later in the week because people figured out, oh, this podcast, they said he's going to be an honorary captain. You can't do that.
All right. So according to Chris Ballas of the Wolverine, Harbaugh can't come back as honorary captain, Moore said. He wants to be with his team, like I said earlier. But Moore also said this was scheduled in January. Harbaugh's parents will take his place.
Look at that. Gator, you dunked it.
I don't know if I dunked it. I'm just saying that I have a feeling of what went down there, but I don't. Look, I think it's wise not to have Jim come in while this investigation is still ongoing before they've released it, and not the recruiting violations part of it, the Connor Stallions part.
That actually shocks me because the Michigan way, I thought Michigan and Ward and Harbaugh and Sharon, they would all just join forces and just be like, yes,
I
we got
know.
Our championship. We did it fair and square, boys.
they've come out barking a lot without biting. Last season, there
Isn't
was a lot
funny
of
how they always back up? You're right. They back down because they kept saying, we're going to go to court. We're going to go to court. We're going to go to court. Then they back down.
And then they back down.
And then Partridge had to leave the program. And now.
Now they're all this talk. Harbaugh's Jim's going to be our honorary captain. And not so much.
Interesting. And by the way, Harbaugh also said he's not going to talk about this anymore.
He shouldn't. He should keep his mouth shut and just worry about the Chargers.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.